Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. It's that time of year. All the players, the whole NFL is on its annual break. Everyone's getting ready for training camp. We're going to do the same, starting with today and counting down until training camp, with 10 things that we're going to pay attention to, storylines to look for once training camp gets going. With Andrew Mason and Phil Milani, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. We got all sorts of great topics to get to. We're going to start really specific, though, with Monte Ball, second-year running back. Andrew, this whole offseason program, just learning more as he gets into what is going to be an important camp for him, because he's now the guy.
Yes. No Sean Moreno, of course, signed as a free agent with Miami, and Monte Ball, second-round draft pick last year. You're not drafting a running back in the second round for him to sit on the bench. He looks like he's going to be the guy. And when you look back at last year, you can see the progress he made in being ready for this role. Early in the season, struggled with blocking, struggled with ball security, had that spate of fumbles. But then after his last fumble at New England, averaged more yards per carry down the stretch and in the playoffs than No. Sean Moreno did, 5.4 yards per carry. And most of all, importantly, he's gotten the mental aspects of the game down. He's talked about how his blocking has improved. It looks like he's ready to be the man going forward.
Yeah, is Monte Ball going to be ready? We're all going to find out real soon. Phil, though, it's not just Monte. There are a lot of backs back there, and we learned last year, a lot of guys, Monte's not going to be out there by himself for the whole game. These other guys are going to be counted on as well.
Yeah, exactly. Offensive coordinator Adam Gase said that it seems like it's Monte's job to lose. But if you look at the collective group here on the Broncos roster, no NFL starts by any of them. And of course, behind him, you have Ronnie Hillman and CJ Anderson, who seem like they might be the guys who are doing it as a collective group there. But then there's also some undrafted guys behind them, and Brennan Clay and Capri Bibbs. So we'll have to see what this group can do.
Yeah, one thing for sure, you want to play running back for the Denver Broncos, you better learn and be good at protecting the quarterback, and in this case, Peyton Manning, of course. Training camp, when you start to see who can do that well when they line up for those drills. That's the first of 10 training camp storylines we're going to look at as we count down towards 2014, the start of this year's training camp. Keep an eye out for those on DenverBroncos.com.